Well, good morning. Here we are at Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday, the beginning of one of the holiest weeks in our liturgical calendar, an incredibly important week, for without this week of Christ's passion, without his suffering, his death, and his resurrection, you and I would be very much like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who battled and argued incessantly whether there even was such a thing called eternal life. You know, the Sadducees believed that there was no eternal life, and the Pharisees believed that there was a place that was eternal that was called Sheol. Sheol, a place of grayness and lack of focus, misty, without bright acuity of light, a place without hope, not a place of torture, but a place of just bland. And those were the Pharisees. And you can always keep track of this, because the Pharisees believed in eternal life. The Sadducees did not believe in eternal life. That's why they're sad, you see. You'll never forget that, will you? That's pretty good. What an incredibly important week this is, though. I don't know how your Lent went. Mine was in and out. I was really good on certain things, and I failed on others. Maybe you experienced similar. Or maybe you just knocked it out of the park. Well, God bless you. This last week of Lent is a time for you and I to come to focus on the holiest of weeks, where you and I may not only focus on the holy, but you and I may beg God for our own personal holiness, which is found in humility and in confession, in the admission of our own sins, and the awareness that God is God, not us, and to put ourselves in the rightful place. My brothers and sisters, this is an incredible week that we have coming up. I have a bulletin here for a reason. This bulletin illustrates all of the activities that happen this Holy Week, starting with the Chrism Mass up in Lafayette on Tuesday, which you're all welcome to. Also, then starting really intensely here with Holy Thursday, the Holy Thursday Mass. So please consider coming to that. And then to Good Friday. My goodness, Good Friday is just fraught with opportunities to be in reflection about our Lord. So please take this last week as a time to say, okay, I'm going to make this week a holy week. I'm going to wholly focus my attention on our Lord's passion, his death, and his ultimate resurrection. So this is a way for you and I to go forward. This is a way for you and I to make the best out of the 6 weeks that we've had. Amen?
Amen.
All right. May God continue to bless you.